Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. With Jesus, you can always expect the unexpected. He doesn't do things in an ordinary way. And in our last few gospel readings, we've seen Jesus do the unexpected. Last week, he had an unexpected visit from Nicodemus, one of the leaders of the Pharisees who came and wanted to know more about the kingdom of God. In this chapter, which follows immediately after John chapter 4, he has an unexpected conversation with a Samaritan woman, a woman that, well, wouldn't expect Jesus or any Jew to talk to her. It is an unexpected conversation that leads to an unexpected reveal and unexpected grace for this woman. Let's look a little bit closer at this conversation. Starting with number one, an unexpected conversation. The main reason the conversation with Jesus is unexpected is because of what John tells us. John 4, verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Notice the part in parentheses is John's editorial comment. He is emphatic. Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. He doesn't say Jews hardly ever have dealings. He doesn't say Jews rarely have dealings with Samaritans. No, he's emphatic. Jews have no dealings with Samaritans, ever. The Samaritans were considered inferior by the Jews. They were of mixed blood. They were of mixed race. They were descendants from the northern tribes of Israel who intermarried with the Assyrians. So they were despised by the people of Judah who kept their blood pure. They rejected most of the Jewish Old Testament, only following the books of Moses, which are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Although even those books were changed for their purposes. For instance, they didn't worship at Mount Zion in Jerusalem, but worshiped God at Mount Gerizim near Shechem. So Jews and Samaritans don't get along. They absolutely hate each other. And as John says, they do not deal with each other. They stay as far away from each other as possible. It's unusual for Jewish people to travel through Samaritan territory, even more unusual for someone to stop and converse with them. So when Jesus approaches the woman and asks for a drink, she is absolutely shocked and stunned by the request. No Jew would ask a Samaritan for a drink. No Jewish rabbi would ever speak to a Samaritan woman. But of course, Jesus is not your average person. Important detail to notice about this conversation is the time of day when it happens. John chapter 4, verse 6. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. So normally, women would come to get water from the well. It was hard work drawing the water and carrying the water back. And normally, women would usually come in the morning when it was still cool before it got too unbearably hot as the desert sun can do. But this woman is coming at the sixth hour, which is 12 o'clock noon. It is the heat of the day. She's coming at a time when she doesn't expect to see anyone else there at the well, let alone Jesus. Also, for this particular work, women would come in groups usually with their family members or friends for safety. This woman is coming to the well alone at a time when she doesn't expect to see anyone else there. Reading on in chapter 4, we learn more about her background. She's a woman who's been involved in lots of scandals during her life. She's truly alone, and I think she's hoping not to see anyone else. I think she's hoping to avoid people. No doubt she has been hurt by people, rejected and mocked and talked about by others. Her neighbors probably see her as a bad type of person, an outcast among the Samaritans. But she is just the person Jesus has been waiting for. Out of the entire town, This is the person Jesus wants to see. This is the person Jesus most wants to talk to. It's interesting to see the acceptance of Jesus. It is an unexpected acceptance for an unexpected encounter here at the well in the middle of the day. But Jesus always does the unexpected. This is an unexpected conversation, and it leads to an unexpected reveal. That's number two. Jesus starts the conversation by asking the woman for her help. He's at the well. He's thirsty. This is a reminder that Jesus, yes, he is 100% God, but he is also 100% man. He gets thirsty just like you and I do. He gets tired just like you and I do. He gets hungry just like you and I do. She is stunned by his request. You're asking me for a drink? Jesus responds by saying, if you knew who I am, you would have asked for living water. You see, everything Jesus is saying and doing is meant to get her curious, to keep the conversation going. It will take her some time to recognize who Jesus truly is. Remember, as a Samaritan, she's only read the five books of Moses, which do point towards the Messiah, but she's not had the opportunity to read the prophecies of people like Isaiah or Jeremiah or Micah or the prophecies in the Psalms. Jesus gently leads her. Jesus gently teaches her. Jesus gently guides her to understanding that he is far more than a man. He is far more than a prophet. He is indeed the Christ, the Messiah, who has come into the world. And after a great deal of conversation, she says, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. John 4:25-26. At just the right time, Jesus reveals himself. Jesus leads her to the truth and then fully reveals himself to her. You see, we can't come to know Christ and believe on him by our own reason or strength. Only the Holy Spirit, working through the word of Christ, can give faith. And that's what's happening here. Through the teaching of the word, Jesus speaking his word, the Holy Spirit is working to create faith and to lead her to faith in Jesus. And by the end of the conversation, she believes and knows for certain that Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the Christ, and Jesus is the one who truly can give her living water. John 4:13-14 says, Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. You see, Jesus gives living water. You know, sitting at Jacob's well in the heat of the day, both Jesus and the woman must have felt the intense heat, the intense thirst that the sun can generate in that part of the world. Thirst and dehydration is a regular event. The desert sun saps your strength and robs your body of the fluids it needs. Water in that part of the world is not a delicious beverage. In that part of the world, water is vital. Water is necessary. Water is life. But the water Jesus gives is even greater, even more vital, even more necessary, and more life-giving. You see, the water that Jesus gives doesn't just quench the thirst of the body. It quenches the thirst we have in our souls. The thirst for righteousness. The thirst for God's love. The thirst for God himself. The water that Christ gives is living water. The water that gives eternal life. You know, for hundreds of years, people searched in Florida for years for the legendary fountain of youth. Remember Ponce de Leon and all those guys? But Jesus promises that anyone who drinks the water he gives will have eternal life. And that water is Jesus himself. By faith in him, we have exactly what he promises, eternal life with God forever. Jesus said in John chapter 7, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. John 7:37-38. Jesus is that water that truly quenches the thirst of our souls. Jesus to number three. Jesus and the Samaritan woman have an unexpected conversation, which leads to an unexpected reveal that Jesus is the Christ who gives loving, living water, which leads to a third event, which is unexpected grace. After Jesus tells the Samaritan woman about living water, she says, "Sir, give me this water." And Jesus makes an unexpected request. "Okay, go and tell your husband and come here." John 4:16-18. Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." Jesus makes an unexpected request. "Go call your husband and come here." She did not expect this. If there's one topic she probably wanted to avoid, it would have been about her married life. And she right now has a decision to make. She could lie. She could try to change the subject. Or she could tell Jesus the truth. To her credit, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, she tells the truth. The woman answered him, "I have no husband." When she admits this, Jesus congratulates her and lets her know she did the right thing and that he knows everything already. Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." She understands at this point, just like we need to understand, that it is pointless to lie to Jesus because Jesus is God and Jesus knows everything. He knows our sins better than we do. Jesus wants us to not avoid our sins or deny our sins. He wants us to bring our sins to him. Jesus wants us to confess our sins so that we can receive his forgiveness. 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We are only fooling ourselves when we refuse to confess our sins. We're not fooling Jesus. He knows our sins better than we do. He wants us to bring our sins to him. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This woman came to the well in the heat of the day, hoping that she could avoid people, hoping that she wouldn't have to have a conversation. She ends up having an unexpected conversation with the most unexpected person, Jesus, who is the Christ. And in this unexpected conversation, she finds unexpected grace. Jesus doesn't start yelling at her. Jesus doesn't crush her with the law. Jesus gives this woman exactly what she least expected, grace. It is what she least expected, but it is exactly what she needed. It is what we all need. The shocking, stunning, unexpected grace of Jesus Christ, which forgives all our sins and gives us eternal life. The woman is so happy. She's so excited by the grace of Christ. She is so energized by the gift of eternal life. She runs from the well and starts telling everyone about Jesus. She's so excited. She leaves her jar there. She forgets it and leaves it behind. She doesn't care about the water anymore. She has just received living water. This woman who a few minutes earlier was trying to avoid people now wants to find everybody and talk to everybody about Jesus and his grace. That is the power of the grace of Jesus Christ. She tells the entire town, and the whole town comes and hears for themselves. They too listen to Jesus and his word, and something amazing happens. John 4:41-42. And many more believed because of his word. They said to this woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." The whole town listens to Jesus, and many put their faith in him. This woman who was an outcast now has become a great missionary, sharing the love of Jesus everywhere she goes. The Lord has forgiven her, and she wants to tell everybody about it. The Lord wants us to confess all our sins. The Lord wants us to know that he forgives everything. May God grant to you and I that same excitement, enthusiasm, and energy that the Samaritan woman also had. May each one of us follow in her amazing example as we enthusiastically share about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.